heck of a game, win, lose, or draw, but I'm betting you're glad you won this one tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a nail-biter for sure. Whenever we won the first two sets right off the bat, it's like, okay, this is going to be a three and done. Like, we got this. I'm feeling good about it. And then I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. What is happening? Hey, but they pulled it off. They did a fantastic job, so couldn't be more proud.
And I think even in that third set, when you were down, looked like you were going to lose that third set, you brought it back within 1 point, had an opportunity to possibly win that one as well. Even though you lost it, you must have thought, oh, we've still got the momentum going into the fourth set, and things just didn't turn out that way.
Absolutely. That's what I told him. I said, they have to have more than we do. Let's go. Let's keep this train rolling. But we lost momentum. We lost energy. We made mistakes. We let that affect us too much. But we're a young junior class with several sophomores at play, so hopefully we can work on that throughout the season and be better going forward.
I feel like that maybe tonight some of the mistakes, some of the things that didn't go the way you wanted it to go, as you said, was probably early season, trying to find some people, trying to figure out who's who and what's what, and hopefully by the year as it goes along, those things will start to disappear and you'll see some better play.
Absolutely, yeah. We're young. It's still super early. I feel like I felt this way last year whenever we played them, and we made a lot of mistakes early. So this was a great win, great start to the season. They're a great team. They're going to do well this season. So good luck to Cape Notre Dame the rest of the season, but I'm proud of those Potosi Lady Trojans.
I tell you what, you had your hands full tonight. Peyton Lynch had 25 kills here tonight. Claudia Jones was everywhere tonight, it seemed like. Olivia Cox doing that as well. Sophie DeJournette, she was doing the same thing. Morgan LeGrand, I mean, they are solid up and down the lineup. Their record does not indicate how good this team's going to be, and I think they're going to be even better as the year goes on.
Absolutely. I'm going into tonight. The number one thing that I was most afraid of was their block. They are monsters on that front row. They can hit, they can block, they can do pretty much anything. But we made fewer mistakes tonight, and I think that's when we had to capitalize on was the fewer amount of mistakes. And we tried to play the tip game, and I was like, we just got to keep attacking. We needed to attack and go at them and make them make the mistakes. And I think for some of our girls, I think the big block was intimidating for them. So hopefully we can work on that and just push through that going forward.
One more thing about them, then we're going to talk about your team, because obviously your team gets the win here tonight. But Jesse Uwachukwu comes into this game and starts dominating in that third and fourth set. Where the heck did she come from? Because we didn't see her much in that first two.
No, yeah, that was a surprise for us as well. We had a game plan going in, and then their coach threw in some other players that we hadn't seen and weren't prepared for. So that was a smart tactic, and they definitely blindsided us with that one.
All right, now let's get to your team. Obviously, Eden Robart, 31 kills unofficially here tonight. Eve Litton, she has a number of kills as well. You got some great play out of those two. You expected out of those. What are you looking for with the rest of your team? You've got some people coming back from last year who played a lot, and you have some people that need to learn some more.
I'm just looking for more hitters to help spread out those kills. Obviously, Eden's our go-to, and so is Eve Litton. But some of those sophomores, like Brinley Thornton and Adeline Kirby, and we have a sophomore, Presley Smith, who's a cross-country runner who decided to play volleyball this year. I'm glad to have her. But we need to get them some more game action and let them get a little bit more comfortable, and I expect big things from them. So hopefully they can contribute this season as well.
It's always cool when you get that athlete you didn't expect to have, and they show up and they play well, and it's always nice to think, wow, that adds to what we already have. We may actually be good again this year.
Absolutely, yeah. Presley Smith was a bonus for us for sure. She's just an athlete all the way around. She's like, Coach Matthews, I haven't played volleyball for a couple of years. I said, girl, we will get you there. You just stick with us. And she's loving it. So, and she's running as well too. So that's fantastic to add to our lineup. And Adeline Kirby, she is just athletic as well. She's a runner. So I think we're solid. I just think we need to get more games in, a little bit more comfortable, let them get a little bit more comfortable and confident in themselves. So I think we'll be all right.
Just give you a couple more questions and I'll let you go, because I know you want to celebrate this with your team, and you also, school night.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
You want to get back to the house and get going for tomorrow. But when you look at this team this year and you look at what you accomplished last year, and this is a question that's maybe going to bug you all year, where does that pressure lie coming into this year? Do you feel pressure? Do you feel like you got a target on your back? Or do you come into this season and go, well, it's a new season, we're going to start all over, hopefully we'll do the same thing?
I feel all of that. So I feel a lot of pressure for the girls that played last year. I feel that we're just going to take it one day at a time, one game at a time. So we talk a lot about how we do have an X on our back, whether this was a team that won last year or not. But everybody's going to give their best game to Potosi. That's just how it is, and I just told them that they need to be ready for that. But on the flip side, I just tell them we're going to take it one day at a time. We have small goals each week. Each night, we are just going to go out and win that game. That's our goal. So going forward, there's a lot of talk, a lot of speculation, but I don't want that to intimidate them. So as long as we play our solid volleyball, then we will be fine, and hopefully we can make it back there one day. I don't know. We'll see.
Now you got Arcadia Valley coming up next. What do you expect out of them?
Oh, I don't know. Tara Lamb always has a solid team. You know, she's a well-seasoned coach, and I love her, and she will have a team together. I mean, I haven't seen very many people yet because it's still early in the season, but I expect that they will have a solid team ready to play us next week.
Final question. Do you wake up at night sometimes and go, yeah, we won the state championship last year?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, wow, is this real? Like, did this really happen? I mean, it just doesn't seem real because, I mean, I went to school here, played volleyball here, did all those things, and I'm like, wow, that actually did happen. Yeah, so pretty cool. A neat to experience, and a lot of people are like, well, why didn't you give it up while you're on the top? Well, I love the game, so, I mean, I'm not ready to give it up. I love the sport, so hopefully I can be around for a long time.